The state Senate reached a deal with the assembly yesterday on what was supposed to be the last day of the legislative session this year. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss ironed out three big sticking points: plans to close the state's youth prisons, tax cuts, and a school safety measure. All three were top election year priorities for Governor Walker. Sean Johnson is WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. Sean, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, Rob.
Well, take us back all the way back to this weekend. We had this thing where the assembly, they were done. They weren't going to come back, they said. There was a lot still on the table. The Senate was going to pass stuff, but that it wasn't going to match up. So we might have had nothing passed on some key issues, right?
Right. You had this standoff, and it looked like it could actually threaten the governor's election year agenda on a number of these high-profile bills. And headed into yesterday morning, that's where we were. And then magically it broke.
What happened?
What happened is that legislative leaders basically found a way to give a little bit on both sides and save face in the process. And, you know, they had both kind of drawn a line in the sand, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, where Voss had said the assembly, it's done with its regular session work for the year. Fitzgerald said, well, we're not going to come back in special session to take up the governor's school safety bills. And so what they did is they called this extraordinary session. And that is
a thing.
That is
That's a technical term.
Yes, it's not not just extraordinary. That is what it is called. And that is an option that's available to legislative leaders. A governor can call a special session of the legislature. Legislative leaders can call an extraordinary session where they meet on a specific list of bills. And in this case, they decided that they would meet on a specific list of bills that had been changed or, you know, have now been changed slightly by the Wisconsin State Senate.
So the Senate passed these things yesterday. The assembly takes them up. Let's break down the individual measures now that are extraordinarily under review now by the assembly. So school safety, this is one that got a lot of attention. This is the most recently introduced one, right? This $100 million plan that we talked about last week. So what came through now the Senate on this?
Yeah, I mean the Senate, big picture, they kept the $100 million. So this this new Office of School Safety, which will dole out these grants and have $100 million to work with for schools that want to make physical safety improvements to their buildings, that is going to be there. It passed the Senate on a 28-4 vote last night with four Democrats voting against and then a mix of all Republicans and most Democrats supporting it. That is headed to the Assembly, and it is on their extraordinary session agenda. So it looks like they're going to follow through on that.
And the Democrats who voted against it, and some of the ones who voted for it ultimately, they were raising a complaint that this didn't address any gun control measures.
It doesn't. They tried to add, I mean, they introduced an amendment to the bill that would have added a few provisions like universal background checks for firearm purchases and a ban on bump stocks like the one that was used in the Las Vegas shooting. Republicans used a procedural move to block that, so those were not added to the bill. But that was the complaint from Democrats, is that for a school safety session, there was nothing that restricted the purchase of firearms. Senate Republicans said they didn't want to go there because that wasn't going to get the support that this bill did get.
And so the assembly, are they expected to vote for this as written now?
If it's on the agenda, they pretty much have to, or else it won't become law. I mean, anything that they're going to vote on now has to be identical to the senator. It's not going to happen.
Or the Senate would have to come back in an extraordinary session, I just learned about. So
But I don't think that I don't think that's in the cards for them.
All right, that's school safety. Then Lincoln Hills, this plan to close the state's youth prisons, boys and girls prisons, and replace them with local ones. Where did that end up in the Senate?
What ended up passing the Senate is very similar to what passed the Assembly unanimously. And so the Assembly plan would create a number of county-run institutions that are spread out around the state to handle less violent youth offenders that are in Lincoln Hills now. And it would create smaller state-run institutions to handle the more violent offenders, the more serious offenders at Lincoln Hills. And it would set aside money to pay for these things. The Senate was looking at a proposal that didn't do either of those things, didn't create these smaller institutions to replace Lincoln Hills, didn't set aside funding, but they backed away from that. They went with the Assembly plan. The big change that they added is they said that the legislature's budget committee would have to sign off on plans for what replaces Lincoln Hills before the building starts.
So that is pretty close to a done deal now.
Really close, yeah. I mean, that's also on the agenda, and you can expect that passed the Senate unanimously, by the way. So that's going to pass the Assembly as well.
And then tax cuts, a sales tax holiday, and then these $100 child tax credits. Those looked definitely in danger coming into this week. Where are we now on those?
What happened is that the Senate passed the identical version of the governor's child tax credit, which would be $100. Parents could get $100 for every child under 18. Those checks would be mailed out to parents around September. That passed. What they did was they scaled back the other provision of the governor's plan, which would create a sales tax holiday on the first weekend in August. And whereas the Assembly's version of the sales tax holiday would have applied to, you know, almost any kind of purchases, the Senate's version would scale it back so that it just covered more limited list of stuff like school supplies and computer supplies, things like that. And so what that did is it brought down the overall price tag of that tax holiday from about $50 million for state government to about $12 million.
Now let's talk about that price tag. A lot of this was being done with some surplus the state government had, and some people have pointed out that surplus is a lot smaller now with that $100 million for school safety, with these tax credits, and the sales tax holiday.
Yeah, so we don't have an exact number on what all of these changes are going to mean for the state's bottom line, but if the Senate had passed everything that had passed the Assembly, and this includes a lot of the governor's agenda for 2018, if they had signed off on all of that and sent it to the governor's desk, that would have reduced Wisconsin's general fund balance to in the neighborhood of $90 million. Now, that is a $17 billion annual budget, so that's not much money, not much cushion at all if the economy were to tick even slightly downward.
And one thing that didn't pass briefly, Sean, an incentive package for Kimberly-Clark to try to get them to keep a couple factories open.
Yeah, this was something, it was like a Foxconn-style incentive package is the way that it's described, because it would give Kimberly-Clark state tax credits for every job that they kept up at those plants. They're talking about cutting 600. If they kept all 600 jobs, they could get about $8 million a year from state government. The Senate pulled back on that yesterday. They said there just wasn't any indication that even if they passed it, that Kimberly-Clark would necessarily stay, that they're still in talks, the company's still in talks with its union, and there's no guarantee that that tax bill would mean them staying in Northeast Wisconsin.
In 20 seconds or so, Sean, political impact here of passing those three big things we talked about.
I guess the big political impact is that the governor talked about these things. They were what he wanted to prioritize in the year of his election, and he got them. So it's not something where he has to go out on the campaign trail and qualify this stuff. It's looking like he'll be able to say he has these as part of his record.
Sean, thanks a lot for joining us.
You're welcome, Rob.
That's Sean Johnson, WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief, with us to talk about the bills that made it through the last day of the session in the state Senate.